But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a chance up the middle, and that shot scores. McLeod on the first shot of the game beats Dustin Tokarski, and it's 1-0, 43 seconds into this one.
One of the Firth moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For the moments in life, go forth to Firth. Ryan McLeod, the first and last goal on the way to a hat trick in a 4-2 Sabres win.
Hopefully we have some heaters on the sideline. Bigger jacket, probably. I got to talk to Kaniko to see what he got going on. Equipment guys, they pretty much do a great job, though, so we should be good.
You don't do gloves under any circumstances?
Nah. Tomorrow. I tried it in practice. I was horrible. Leave that up to Teddy, two gloves, Teddy Bridgewater.
Lamar Jackson talking temperature. Will not be wearing gloves. Presumably we'll, you know, try to keep his hands warm between offensive series. Patrick Hammer just tweeting moments ago from Channel 2, WGRZ. The game Sunday, reading directly from the tweet, will feel exactly like the playoff game against New England 3 years ago.
Okay.
Wind chills of -3 to 8 degrees, maybe some light snow late, but winds 5 to 15. So exactly like the playoff game against New England 3 years ago, which got into negative numbers in terms of real feel. So,
yeah.
Okay. Hey, we made it through that one. I've got my gear. I'm ready.
Allen, in that game, Jackson talking about what he's going to wear there. Allen did not wear gloves, but I remember he wore like a thermal long sleeve shirt under his jersey, which I remember him saying he did not want to wear because he hates wearing sleeves, but he got talked into it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it did not affect him from having the like the best playoff game of all time.
We'll see. We will see. 803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. So just two stats, and you want to say these are cherry-picked, Joe, you can. I kind of did cherry-pick them because I was looking for, well, I'll be honest, I was looking for one that I had trouble finding. Yards per drive, but I did get, or points per drive. Yards per drive, points per drive. One of the offensive rankings because the Ravens' offense is, I think, indisputably great. It's a great offense. Their yards per play is historic. I mean, they're amazing. But points per drive, the Bills are better than them, and there are four teams in the NFL better than them this year. So the Ravens get a lot of chunk plays and big plays, and their offense is diverse, but they're not even the best scoring offense in points per drive or points per play.
On the season?
Yeah.
Because I saw this is only a five-game sample size. I think it's the last – yeah, here we go. The last five games, the Ravens have scored a touchdown on 40.8% of their drives, which is a crazy rate. But if there's no field goals mixed in, and then the season as a whole would count because they've played some – they played some weak defenses, I think, in the last few weeks, too.
Yes, they have. They played the Bengals along the way. I think they played the Giants late in the season.
Steelers defense.
The Steelers defense is exactly.
Yeah.
Their last few games, 35, 34, 31, 35, 28.
Yeah.
I mean, the Ravens are getting all of the attention about having a great offense. And I'm one to almost to a fault not try to fall into how come they're only talking about one team here? How? Because I think most of that is, you know, kind of whatever, imagined. I don't really buy into they're only talking about one team, but this time I think they are. I think the national conversation and the conversation around this game is how one team has an unstoppable offense, and in many ways it ranks behind the Bills' offense. There are plenty of ways the Bills' offense looks elite. At one point, before like the last two, three games of the season when the Bills are playing out the string, the Bills had averaged more than 3 points per drive, which is 2007 New England Patriots level. Not many teams get to 3 points per drive. The Bills were up in that way high rarefied air of how good their offense is. The streak of games with 30-plus points that ends in New England. Why? Because they don't play their starters, right? Like, I'm thinking about this game, or maybe they didn't score 30 against New England the second time. Maybe what do they do? The first time. Anyway.
The game here,
did they get to 30?
No, they got to 24. I think it was the only game they didn't actually.
I want to make sure I get that right. That's the game that broke the streak. So,
yeah.
Other than that, this offense has scored at will. It's been a great offense. Occasionally a slow start, but a great offense that also runs away from teams the same way the Baltimore's has. Anyway, so here it is. Points per play, the Bills are number one, Baltimore's number three. Points per drive, the Bills are number three, Baltimore's number five. Percentage of drives ending in points. How about rushing touchdowns? The Bills have more than the Ravens.
They got the 30, didn't they?
Right.
Yeah.
The Ravens are at 21. So the Bills' offense is absolutely on the level with Baltimore here. And yet it feels like so much of the conversation is, well, what are they going to do about this Baltimore offense?
Yeah.
And the obvious follow-up to that is, what's Baltimore going to do about the Bills' offense? You know, they have answers. They did the first time. But the first time the Bills punted three times on fourth downs, you think they might have gone for. They had a fumble from their quarterback, which did not happen a lot this year.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, the whole thing has me feeling like the Bills' offense is getting overlooked.
Yeah, that they are. Well, that's not having a lot of star power around Allen, but they, like, where would you want to point to? Because, like, for the Ravens, it's easy. Like, how do you stop Lamar and Henry? Like, how do you stop Henry running the ball through your secondary, and how do you stop Lamar from scrambling out of the pocket? And beyond Allen, like, what's the question with the Bills? Like, it might not be sexy, but, like, really the answer might be, how do you get through that offensive line? How do you not get bullied by that offensive line? Like, that's maybe where I'd want to point my attention is they are just going to create holes, and James Cook is going to read them, and they're going to allow Allen to stand back there in the pocket. Like, maybe that's the answer, because I guess, like, it's tough to think about them as an unstoppable force, even though they are, when, like, you don't really know which name to focus on. But that's their mantra, right? Like, it's you don't know which one of our guys is going to go off against you this week, and with Baltimore, like, you know exactly who it's going to be.
Yeah. Then one of the guys that it might be is hurt. I mean, it's probably going to be Henry or Lamar, but if it's your number one receiver, Pro Bowl receiver, he's hurt, and I don't think he's going to play. The fact that he missed practice yesterday is a huge sign.
Right. Versus the Bills, like, okay, like, I probably put my chips on Shakir being a good part of the game plan, but, like, that doesn't have to happen.
Right.
And Kincaid hasn't really gotten going this year, but maybe he'd be the one that would be surprising if, like, it was just a huge Kincaid game. But, like, everybody else has kind of taken their turn.
Any game where Kincaid has a huge game is going to be a big surprise to me. I'm just, you know, he's a piece of this offense. I've kind of stopped expecting that he's going to be the thing that exploits it. But, you know, we'll see. 803-0550 is our phone number. I have a Twitter poll about this. Is there anything, any hang-up at all you have on this Bills offense? Any concern? Because as I put those numbers, you know, number one in points per play, number three in points per drive, any concerns or hang-ups about the Bills offense going into this game? 80% of this Twitter poll so far is a no. No vote. I don't have any. People have no concerns, no hang-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And 20% say yes with people commenting underneath. Like, good comment here. If the Ravens fully commit to stopping the run, have success in making the Bills one-dimensional, you need guys to get open and getting separation one-on-one, not exactly a forte of this offense.
Not a forte, but they're better at it than they were the first time they played Baltimore.
That's right. It's still not a forte. I mean,
yeah,
right. They're not separators, but, you know, they have an offensive coordinator that is doing a good job scheming them, and the quarterback generally makes the right calls on a lot of stuff. So it's definitely something that they, whatever, if you want to say, they have to overcome or work through. They've kind of done that to a point to their identity the entire year. Maddie writes in, I think Cooper is the biggest difference on offense. His presence opened things up more than game one. Josh had to hold the ball so long in that game because no one's getting open. He got hit a lot. And Kyle Van Noy had a great game. He did get hit a lot, and he got pressured a lot in that game. He got sacked, which
he got
sacked 14 times on the year, and Baltimore got to him, I think it was twice in that game.
Yeah,
and including the hit where he got blasted and fumbled.
I was just going to say that. I think the trick play is the hardest he's been hit in his career, maybe.
Yeah. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 on the offense and your level of confidence heading into this game against Baltimore.
Cooper, by the way, I don't know if this came up when he got traded for. I saw a couple articles from the past that he hates playing in the cold.
Like, oh boy.
Does not like it. There's a video from him in Dallas where he was playing in the cold where he looks freezing, like he just didn't want to be there. But he did play in Cleveland for a couple years, so maybe he shook that. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe, you know, he can shake it because the stakes. I mean,
for him, it might be. It's probably the biggest game of his NFL career. College, did he play in like a national championship? But like NFL, I think. I mean, he's been in the playoffs multiple times, but I don't know that he's even made it to the divisional round in his career.
Who loves playing in the cold? Does anybody truly love it? I mean, didn't Josh pretty much say he'd prefer to play indoors?
And, yeah.
Like, I feel like everybody would prefer to play inside.
That's probably right. There's probably,
or at least
some,
in warm
there's
weather,
some sicko on the team that probably loves it, right? Who is it? Dawkins, I feel like, has to say he loves it.
Oh, the snowman?
Because of snowman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to thrive out there. 803-0550, we'll get a break. And I got instant trivia, Derrick Henry-based instant trivia when we return. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.